You're holding daf mem vav and aleph on top. Mor says again, we're trying to bring a raya where the teich zman is called kalacha zman ulefnei zman. That means, let's say the boy or the girl bring Cyrus have 2 years the oisa mokum before they actually become bar mitzvah or bas mitzvah. What's the locha? So more again, top onto medayik the time of liachas manhu. In the Mishnah, the reason why we say he's called the gadol or gedolim after the age is only because she has to have 2 Cyrus and it's also liachas man. Who the gavol elamul say? That's when he's finished to be a complete gadol or gedolim. But mashm clearly from the Mishnah, teich zman. Let's say they're less than 12 years old by a girl or less than 13 years old by a boy. It's kufnei zman. It's called lufnei zman that they do not have a lach like a gadol or gedolim. For Yoid, secondly, like this. Most of Rabbi Zerav asked the question. The Pasuk says, Ish kiyafli lindor neder. The Pasuk speaks that clearly to make a neder. Now, Matamle, what's the Pasuk have to say, Ish? Is Larabbis ben Yudim Lushanovi Yemechod. To include that a boy, 13 years old in one day, Shafu Pi Shen Yedei Lahafli Nadorov, Kayam, even though he does not speak it out clearly, still is Nador Mischal. Like the Mishnah says, once he's bar mitzvah, then even though he says he doesn't know what he means, still we say the neder is chal. The Vechidam, what's the case talking about? If this boy does not have 2 hairs, then cotton, no, he's still called a cotton, so why is Allah Kataka to say his neder is chal? El Olava must be talking about the Yaisi Shtei Cyrus, that he has 2 hairs. That he did grow 2 hairs there, b'yoyse mokum. If so, then the diik is, the time of water, we say, is called the godl over here, that his neder is chal no matter what, for time of the ben yud gimel v'yoymechud, only because he's already 13 years old in one day. To have a ish is called an ish. That's the loch of an ish. But mashma clearly, ha toich zman, let's say in the middle of the 13th year, he's not 13 years, complete years, in the middle of it, between 12 and 13, then klifnei zman, mashma is klifnei zman, he's not considered a gadol, even though he has 2 Cyrus. If so, to you, that's a good kasha, according to man, yamir want to say that toich zman is considered kliach zman. Nothing more says you should know. Omer Rav Nachman Kitanoi. This really is a machlokes anoyim. If a kid brings 2 Cyrus, has 2 Cyrus before his bar mitzvah, is that considered Cyrus or not? It's a machlokes anoyim. And we learn like this that it says Ben Teshonim Shevi Beis Cyrus Ashuma. It's a Gemara Kedushin that if a boy 9 years old has 2 hairs growing there b'yoyse mokum, that's nothing. It's like a shuma, it's like a ward. It's nothing. That's not considered Osiris. Now, what's going to be mi ben tes? What's going to be mi ben tes v'yad yud beishon v'yemechod from 9 years old until 12 years old in one day? Shuma, it's still called the shuma. It still means nothing. It's like a ward that just eventually, maybe later on, real Osiris will grow there. But right now, it's not considered Osiris. Reb Yosef, Reb Yehuda Weimer, Simon. He also knows that it is called the Simon. And according to Yosef Reb Yehuda, from the age of 9 until 12, if he has Teish Cyrus, that's called a good Simon. We'll soon see what that means. It's called a good Simon. Now, Ben Yud Gimel Shana V'Yemechud, once the boy is over by mitzvah, he's 13 years old in one day, then Divri Hakol Simon, everybody agrees that if he has Shnei Cyrus, it's called Simonim. So Moz Medayik, Hagufa Kasha is a Kasha in the Bracer itself. Omar, the first you tell me, Miben Tes V'Yad Yud Beishon V'Yemechud Shuma. That what, from 9 until 12 years old, that's called the Shuma, just on the ward. Stomach growth is not called Cyrus, really. But when he starts his 13th year, as when he's 12 years old in one day, that whole next year until he becomes 13 in one day, that whole 13th year, Simon, it is called the good Simon. If you have Shnei Cyrus, then it's called the good Simon. Vodatoni, then the Brisa says no, that the Ben Yud Gimel Shana V'Yemechot Simon, only when he's already 13 years old in one day, from then onwards do we consider the 2 hairs to be called a Simon, but not before. Ha Yud Gimel Shana Mashma, before he became Bar Mitzvah, the last year, the year of his 13th year, before he finished the 13th year, during that year, Gufa Shum, it's called a Shum, it's called a Ward, it's not called a real Shnei Cyrus, it's a Stira. Tzmur says, my love, isn't the pshat of here, tanoi, it's a machlokes tanoim, that the ma'asova toich zman, kalach zman, one holds that toich zman, Rashi says, ho yid gimel gufa simen, vafilu rabbonin, even according to rabbonin, mashmetz a good simen, then it's mashmetz no, So Marash says, "My lapta noi valib the rabbanon." According to rabbanon, that Yud Gimel have a toich zman letinik k'tanim b'masnisin, that during the 13th year, that's a zman of a tinik, like it says in our Mishnah. So if it's like this, machlokes to my lapta noi, the mass of a toich zman is kalachas zman. One knows it is called like a nachas zman. No, it's called Klefneisman. That's good for Machlokes over here. Whether that year, the 13th year, when he's 12 years old in one day, until he becomes 13 years old in one day, that whole year, it's a Machlokes. If you bring Shnei Cyrus to that year, is he considered a god or not? So, of course, it's a Machlokes Anoyim. Some says, no, that could be that maybe that's not the Machlokes. I'll tell you, Lloyd, that's not the Pshat over here. It could be really, I'll tell you, the Kuli Yalma Toyach Zman, Klefnei Zman. Everybody holds that Toyach Zman really considered like Klefnei Zman. You bring Shnei Cyrus, then you're not considered like a Godel. Vidi, vidi, bitinoikis. And both are talking about what? By a girl, not by a boy. And Vereisha Rebbe, the Reisha goes, Rashi, the Reisha, the Meshavius, Yud Gilma Simon, the one that says at 13, it is called the Vade Simon. That goes according to Rebbe. The Rashi that Rebbe before said, "B'tinoikis have a yud gimel liyachasman." That by tinoikis yud gimel, that's called liyachasman. V'seifer b'shirim ben Elazar. Rashi v'seifer the mashma what that during that 13th year means from 12 years old until they become 13 years only called the shuma. That goes according to Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar that he held before. Rashi Diyama Yud Gimel B'Tinoikis Heve Toich Zman, that 13th year is still considered like a ketana by a girl. So therefore, even though he has to Shnei Cyrus, that she has Shnei Cyrus, that means nothing. So really everybody holds here that when you have 2 years before you become the years of a Godol, it means nothing. Here it's only Machlokes by Tinoikis, at what age does she become Gedolah? Does she become Gedolah at 12 and one day, or at 13 and one day? If you boys have another pshat, if I could tell you, both is talking about a tinnik. If you boys say, if you want to answer you like this, if you boys say, I'll tell you no, both is talking about a boy. And the opposite way, Vereisha Rebbe Shimon ben Elazar, that he holds that a boy becomes a bar mitzvah at 12. The Sefer Rebbe, it holds that a boy first becomes bar mitzvah at 13. If you boys say, if you want to answer you, if you boys say, both go to Korinth Rebbe. And the boy says, you don't have to say it's machlokes tanoim. It's just one is talking about mara machod, b'loy pligi. One is talking about a boy, one is talking about a girl. Now the Gemara says, Omer Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara says now, Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, he holds simon. Yes, it's called the simon. The Teich Zman is called the simon. Omer Rabbi Kurustoi, Pereid Rabbi Shapsoi. Vu shoydin boy. That thing means to say it's a simin, means to say if it's still on him. Rashi says means kishihigdol. It means the simin, the two Cyrus came before he was 13 years old in one day. And it stayed on him until he became 13. So then those two Cyrus are still called the simin godol. So as soon as he becomes 13 in one day, his bar mitzvah becomes a godol. Rashi says kishigdol. Avon noshu bintem. Let's say they fell off. Igloy milsa. Then we see clearly it was only a shum, it was only like a ward. That's not called the simin. That's called Vu Shoydin Boy. Verse says now, Tanya Nami Hochi, learn like this also, Tanya Nami Hochi, that the Ben Tesh Shonav Yemechot. That it says, Ben Tesh Shonav Yemechot, a boy that's 9 years old in one day, Shevi Beis Shiris, that he brought 2 hairs, Shuma, that's called the Shuma, it's a ward, that means nothing. What about Mi Ben Tesh V'yad Yud Beis Shonav, from 9 years old until 12 years old, V'yemechot, V'yoydin Boy, and the 2 hairs are still there, Shuma, it's still called the Shuma, it's not called the Simin. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, Simin is called the Simin. And Omar Rava says like this. So Kitsi, you see here, the Machlokes is that when it's Oydin Bo, when the 2 hairs are still there, is that called the Simin or not? So Omar Rava says that Hilchos, so what's the Maskana, what's the Loch over here? That Toich Zman, Kifnei Zman. That if you have Teishna, Shnei Cyrus, Toich Zman, it's considered Kifnei Zman, that's not called a Simin. It's only if the 2 hairs grow after it becomes, or when it becomes a Gedolah, but not before. It becomes a Gedolah, not before. Rav Shmuel Bar Zutra Masnilo Lishmaite the Rav Bar Lishni. He learns Rav's halacha like this. The Rav 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 says like this. Kitano, a girl, Kol Yud Beis Shana, the whole 12th year, in other words, when she's 11 years old in one day, starting the 12th year, that whole year, Mema Enes, she could still make miyun, though she's still called the ketana. Voileches, let's say she was married midrabbanan, that without a father, just a brother, or she married herself off, so it's a kedusha midrabbanan. The halacha is when she wants to say goodbye, they just say goodbye, mimemenes voileches. Rashi says, v'yein chish, we're not afraid, shem aviyah beishtaris, maybe she has stay styrus. Because even if she brought shtei styrus that year, they're only considered a shuma. That does not make her into a gedolah. Therefore, kedushin is only midrabbanan, and therefore she could just mimemenes, just say goodbye in front of two edim, and that's called a miyan. Mikan v'yelechdo, but after she's 12 years old, then ain't mimemenes, then she cannot make miyan, because we have to be afraid. Maybe she has shtei styrus and she's a gedolah, and then she'll need a get. But v'yena chaletzes, he can't make chalitzer either. So the question is, Hagufa Kasha, it's a question what you're saying here. Hagufa Kasha, Amat, you're telling me what, Einam Amena, she can't make me in. Alma, what are you telling me now, Gedoyla, she's considered a Gedoyla, once she becomes 12 years old in one day. So the question is, E Gedoyla, she's called the Gedoyla, Techlitz, what can you make a Litzer also, and a Gedoyla can make a Litzer. Fichitema, maybe you'll answer me, Misafkele, you have to doubt whether she's called the Gedoyla or not. So the question is, why? Omi Misafkele, Voma Roba, Kitana, she gilachal, she chlal, she noisil, Eina Tzricha Bedika. Rav himself holds that a katana, once she becomes the age of 12 years old in one day, we do not have to check her out even. Why? Because it's a chazaka, heviyu simonim. It's a chazaka that says that, yes, she has shtei styrus, that she is considered a gedolah. She was considered a gedolah, that's why she can't make miyun anymore, but you need to get. So with the same sefer shemit chalitza also, you should be able to give the chalitza once she's 12 years old, we say she's a gedolah. So Marin says, hani mili bistoma. That's only bistoma. By a normal girl, menastam, we said that she's a gedolah at 12 years old. Abul hocha debot kubliyashkuchu. Here the case was that they checked her out and they saw that she did not have two Cyrus. So that's why here he says that she can't make chalitza. So the question is, yachiv sol tumoyin? So why can you make miyun then? If you know clearly that she does not have two Cyrus, she's not considered a gedolah. So she'll be able to make miyun also. So Mar says, no, on this, Choshishim were afraid that Shema Noshru, that maybe there were two hairs there and they fell off. So therefore, we did not let him make miyun, but we go lechumra both ways. Who did she cannot make chalitzer either, since right now there's a reis, so we see that there are no Cyrus right now. Smor says, no, honicha, this is good laman, the yoma choshishim. They were afraid to say that maybe the Cyrus fell off, maybe it was Noshru. Then that's a machloikis, like having more in your vomis. El Laman the Yoma that holds Ein Choshishin, then no, if we see right now there are no Cyrus, we do not say maybe they were there and they fell off, but rather Ein Choshishin said, Michael M, what could you say? Michael M, what could you say over here? The Yitzhak has learned like this. No, if you check her out right now and you see she has no simonim, we say for sure she is a katana, and we do not say that maybe they were here, there, and they fell off. Rav Papa Yoma Choshishin, no, we are afraid maybe there was here, there. So when we say this, only for chalitza taka do we say that we're not cheshes lechumra, and therefore we said that she cannot make chalitza since right now she does not have two Cyrus. But negated is lachal go lekula by miyun cheshen. Here we are afraid to say no that maybe she is a gedolah, maybe she had shnei Cyrus and fell off. But I call upon the mechalal to prove here the man the yom cheshen, the one that says yes we are afraid to say that maybe two hairs within and they fell off. Then Choletzes, the one that says, yes, we're afraid that maybe the war here is there, so you want to tell me now that she gave him a chalitza, question is why? Like, you only tell me now, the man Yoma says, ain't choshishin. Then the pshat is that you cannot make chalitza. But mashm, according to man Yoma, says, choshishin, we are afraid to say that even though you check her out now, and she did not have shnei Cyrus, but you're afraid maybe she had shnei Cyrus, we're afraid like that. If so, then you want to tell me to make chalitza, why? It's like a suffix, that's all. But Rav Azza said that she badly hatched a star to make a chalitza, that we can't say either. It's more so like this. El Yerlim really delayed Botka. Kates know they did not check the girl out. The reason why we say by chalitza, you cannot make chalitza, because with chashin, maybe she does not have shnei Cyrus. Because all we know is that she's 12 years old in one day, but we do not know that she has shnei Cyrus. The chi kama rabba, when does rabba say chazoka? Does chazoka say that the girl at 12 years old in one day has shnei Cyrus? That's only lemien, that's only with the rabbanon. On the rabbanon, the kalocha was same as to say the chazoka, the mistamish is a real good ayla. Therefore, once she becomes 12 years old in one day, minastam will maksaka to be a good ayla, and she cannot make mean anymore. Now, if she wants to get out, she has to have a get. Avol chalitza boy bedika, but for din the yiraisa that she be able to receive chalitza, case which is yavama, that's the yiraisa teglacha. Over there, we're not samech on this chazaka, and then we talk and say maybe there was no shnei staris, and therefore we say that you cannot make chalitza. That's the cloud here. The midrabbonim was samech on this chazaka. That's the loch of every bar mitzvah bacham. The midrabbonim the kalochas was samech on this chazaka to say that the ben has shnei staris. But for Dindi Raisa, so they were not saying until we know for sure that he has Shnei Saris B'yosemokim. Omer Rav Dimi Min Adoi, Hilchus HaWat Falokha Choshishin Shemen Oshru. Yes, that even though we check her out now and we see she does not have Shnei Saris now, still we're afraid maybe she had Shnei Saris. But the Hanim Mid, when was this said? Heicha Dekit Shabbatech Zman. Where they made Kedushin B'tech Zman. O Boy Yoliach Zman. Like, when do we say that Chayshin and Shemen Oshru? In other words, that you want to tell me that you cannot make meat anymore? Again, you have this girl, 12 years old, and one day, even though we check her out now and see she does not have simonim, still we're afraid maybe she did have simonim, they fell off. When do we say that Hecha, the kid Shemen Tehzman, when they made the Kedushim, when she was a Katana, or Boyle Yachazman, but a Koponim, they did have beer, they lived together after she became 12 years old in one day? In such a case, the Yikos Sveikya derives, now it's a Sufik Mediraisa, that on the Tzad that she did have Shnei Simonim when she was 12 years old in one day, and then they had the beer, they lived together, that's like a Kedushim Mediraisa, so therefore the Mekudesh is Mediraisa. So now if you want to give me, and we have to be afraid, no, you can't give me, and because maybe there was a Kedushim Mediraisa, you have to have a get. Avomi Kora Uloi, but they only had the beer from before. And after she comes to Gedolah, they did not have any beer. So for sure, the Kedushin is not Midiraisa, since the Kedushin for sure is only Midirabonin and Echonami. Then we do not say Chashin and Shem and Oshrum, and then she couldn't make meal. Now, Omer Rav Huna, Hegdish V'ochal Uloiko. Let's say this person now was Makdish something, and then he ate from it. So look, you get Malkus. Rashi says it means Toichas Man Tinek Yedei Lafliya. You have a boy that's only 12 years old and 2 months. So look, we have in the Mishnah is that his neder, if he knows L'Shem Ma, that he's making a neder, is Chal. So what's going to be now if he made a Hegdish, and he knew what he was talking about, so Hegdish is Chal. And now the Ochal, he himself eats from it. So he says the Chiddush now, that look, you'll get Malkus for it. Even though Lamais, he's still a cotton, he's only 12 years old in a few months, but still he holds for this parsha of Nedorim, Shneman, the Pasuk says, Ish ki yaflu lindor, v'lo yachol devoroi, sidashin like this, kol shi yeshna ba'aflo, yeshna ba'al yachol, v'chol shayna ba'aflo, yeshna ba'al yachol, whoever's in this parsha to make the nether, like here, this cotton, the year before his bar mitzvah is in the parsha, if he knows l'shema, he's saying his nether is chal, so what then is b'chal, this lav will get Malkus, only this lav, no other ancient. Other ancient talk he would not get. But this one lav, that's the chiddush of Rav Huna, that will get Malkus for this lav. Mosiv Rav Huna by Yehuda. He asked the question, Mosiv Rav Huna by Yehuda, or Lisiul Rav Huna, to bring a raya to Rav Huna. Now what is all like this? Lefi Shemetzino, since we find Shishva Kosev Hakotin Kugodol, Torah says the cotton is like a godol lezod in Shua. Rashi says Lefi Shemetzino Shishva Kosev Mechiyafli Demashmi Yedei Lahaflois Samach Liish the Kati Kotenu Kol Shenazu, even his whole 12th year he's still called a cotton. Still, it's Shishva Kosev again Hakotin Kugodol lezod in Shua. Uli Issa. All these things, that what a cotton is beklal, this pasture also. Yochel, I would have thought to say, Yechayeb alegdeshoi korban. Maybe it's not to say with this cotton now, he's 12 years old in 3 months, if he makes something hegdish. And let's say he has a law from the hegdish, he's over the Yisamilo. Maybe we be chayeb to give himself a korban also. Talmud, the apostle says, no, Zehadavar. Rashi says, Zehadavar shetziva, klemar. Li Issa, for lo yachel amat. The only thing to get to the Issa and the lava lo yachel. She isur yisur, that is isur is chal v'nidra v'bayachal. But v'loy lo korba milo. O bayachal haynu malkus. O misal le Rav Huna, therefore it's proof to Rav Huna. Tamashma, the kid is Bechlau, the Malkus of Bayachal. The only thing will be reminded here that this kid, even though he's 12 years old in a month, so that his neder is Chal, his Hegdish is Chal, but if he's Nene from the Hegdish that he made, he's not Chai the Korban, that's all. Zeh Adovakaton. Yeah. So, Dimor says, Kitonim, yes, what we learn here, that L'Issul, L'Bayachal Chayiv, Mashma for the Easter and the Bayachal, the Nadorim is Chal. So Mashma, even though he's a Kotan really, but since for this Pasha, he could make a Neder, he's the Chal this love also, and he's over the Easter, the Neder, so he'll get Malkus for Bayachal. Samara says no. Ema, why don't I say, Ema L'Issul Bayachal? Samara says no, maybe it just means he's the Chal the Easter of Bayach, Rashi Kulema, Isura Biyam of Lemalkus, maybe it just means it's Bechal the Laf, he's Bechal that the Isur. Then if I'm the Malkus, he would not get. Smur says no. Isur Bayach, or just to say that this cotton is Bechal the Laf, is the Isur Sheboy, Monashoch, let's see. Like, E Muflasamach Lish to your Isa, if you tell me now what this halacha, the Muflasamach Lish, when the boy is 1 year before his Bar Mitzvah, that's the derisa de Kisvorah. That he can make Nedorim and Neder is Chal, is so Milke Nami Loke in Monashach, he should get Malkus. Rashi says, to Kol Zaman, the Nidra Neder, Koyele Bayachal, Kol Zaman, he makes a Neder, the Torah tells upon him, Bayachal, the Varoy, and now let me over your Neder, so Badi should get Malkus also. Elamai, V, Mufla, Somach, Lish, Lav, the rest, if you want to tell me, no, it's not the Arise of the Gesvara, if so, Issa Nami Lek, there shouldn't even be an Issa either. Trashi, Isanami Leko Lov, Im Ochliv eats it. The also Rabbonus Kunit, Rabbonus came to Masakim, Hochi Tikin, Shla Yoklu Acherim, as the other Shinat, but not him. Avavakatnus, Lav Benei, Lav Avavaknusale, Boli, Leswilov, the cotton Lav Bakibuli, Takan to Rabbonu, Tosan. Rashi says the cotton is not a bar to Makabal upon himself, but Takan to the Rabbonin. So for that you would not have to, there should not be an issa upon a cotton, so a manashuch. If mufla, like we hold, is somach lish is the iraisum, so rad and svar should get malkus also, the kins tell me stam is bechlal the issa, now bechlal the lav. Elamites love the iraisa, so should not be an issa either. So Mora says, no, li oysan ha musorin olov. Rashi says, the Mishani, Rashi says, the yorlam really the rabbon, could be that mufla somach is on the rabbon in the kalocha. The isur is a man koi, it's upon the ones that have to keep him away from doing an Issa. So, in other words, really it's only the Rabbanan the Kalocha here. And if the kid eats it right now, it's only an Issa the Rabbanan. So what does it mean to say it's an Issa? It's an Issa upon the people that have to watch him to make sure he does not do Issurim. It's an Issa the rights upon a Godol to watch him, he should not be doing an Issa. Samara says the soul of Chura Shvamin here should be approved in Shvamin that Kod Noichu Nevel is Bezim Suvul Nafrishoy. You want to tell me then why the Kod Nis Nevel is Bezim Suvul Nafrishoy? Is that true? We hold that Kod Noichu Nevel is Ain Bezim Namit Suvul Nafrishoy. Rashi says it's Plukti in the Gemara and Yevamis. So from here it should be approved to say yes that Bezim has a Chiv Midi Reiser to be Mafrish a Kod from doing the Yisurim. And we hold not like that. It's only a mitzvah chinuch upon the father. But an Acher has no Chiv Midi Reiser to stop a kid from doing an Issa. So you can't tell me over here it means lahazir a gedolim olav. So it's like this: halchav amayaskino. We're talking about over here halchav amayaskino and kagoyin shehigdish who v'yochlo achirim. The other case is that this cotton made the hegdish and the other people ate from it. That's the case over here. And Rashi says liyolim kagtoni liyisem olabal yachad avi malchus gomer. Really, the chidim would be mechadish now that there is a malchus for this neder that a cotton makes as long as he's 12 years old in one day. But Yafilu Ochi, still Rashi says, like Tesiyei Ravuna, should not be a fruit of Ravuna. Meho. Dodik Tony Malkis, Ahegdish Kotin, Lad Lididei Koma, that that it says there's Malkis when the Kotin makes a Hegdish, if somebody eats from it, is not the Pshat, the Kotin gets Malkis, El Acherim Shokhlu Asegdesh, that's the case. It's true, when the Kotin makes the Hegdish, it makes his Nedus like a Chal Midi Raisa. It's a derisa because for a mufla somalish and neder is chal midiraisa. Just midiraisa, this kid is still called a cotton. He's not a baronchin. That we said there's an issa lav on it, that goes upon another person, the god that eats it, he'll get malchus for it. Sigmor said, let's see, there's also machlekis. Honichet is good lamandiyam the hegdishu where this cotton makes it hegdish. V'yochlachem, other people eat from it, loikin, they'll get malchus, because they're a baronchin. And him, midirai, said, and neder is chal, so therefore, it's chal a hegdish on it, so someone else eats it, they'll get malchus, very good. El, laman di yom adol nahoz, even in such a case, for this parsha of mifosam liish, when the cotton makes the neder, even though it's chal still, if someone eats from it, is ain loikin, they hold, no, you do not get malchus for this. So, my yikla meimu, what can you say, Pshan, the braisa before? Because this is the machlokes the Yitma, we learned like this. Hegdishu. Let's say this cotton mufla somach liish, a year before the mitzvah during that year, makes something hegdish. V'yochlo acherim, and somebody else eats from this hegdish now. So it's a machlokes. Rav Kano, Rama, ain loikin, no, you do not get malchus. Since it's only a cotton that made the neder, there's no issa malchus on such a neder, for such a hegdish. Reb Yechon Dov, Reb Shlokesh Yama Tavar, they both say no loikin, you do get malchus. So what's the kasha according to Rav Kana that says there's no malchus? So what do we do pshat the brayse before? It's Mosay Nechanami. According to Rav Kana, the pshat is that Rosh is only midi rabbonin. It's only an issa midi rabbonin takam. And the crow is a smach to be yalma. It's only a smach to be yalma. Rosh is midi rabbonin kloimar. Man diya main loikim mukin loho diktoni li issa u le bal yachal kudakimna li issa ba yachal yisur bi yalma. U midi rabbonin. That all the brayse before just means only the rabbonin dik issa. It's not only a smach to be alma. But anyhow, we don't pass on this. We talk a pass on the Yechon and Shlokish said that they both all know that Leikin, that Lamaisa. So we hold like the Yechon and Shlokish that this Mufla Samach Lish, his neder, his head, which is Chal Midiraisa. Just if he himself eats from it, since he Lamaisa is still a cotton, he doesn't get Malkus for it. But if somebody else eats from it, they would get Malkus. Now the Gemara says, Gufom, Hegdish v'yochlu acherim, what's the name of this cotton made it Hegdish? Mufla somach liish. And then somebody ate from it. So it's a machlokes before we had the Rav Kana Rama ain loikin, the other person does not get malchus. Rav Yechon and Rav Shlokesh, Jamat Tavar, they both say no loikin, they do get malchus. Rav Maikim, what's this machlokes over here? If this neder, this Hegdish that was made from a mufla somach liish, does another person get malchus or not? So most of this, according to machlokes, told you in that Masavam, Mufla somach liish diraisa. That's the form of Yechon and Rosh Lakish. So therefore, midiraisa neder takar eschal the hegdish eschal. Therefore, if somebody eats from it, pshita they get malchus. Umas, so Rav Kana holds now that this pasuk that we're dashing from mufla somach liish, meaning a boy or a girl, 1 year before they become a god or gadoyla, that the neder eschal it's only midirabbanan. And therefore, since it's only midirabbanan, therefore nobody gets malchus. Even if a god eats from it, he does not get malchus. Now the Gemara says, Mosiv Rev Yimirim, he asked a question like this. It says, Yisoyma, means Rashi says, Yisoyma means the girl doesn't have a father. She says, Ima, that her mother married her off. Tabas Minu, that Kedushin is only Midirabonin. There's only a locha that a father has a right to marry off his daughter, even though she's a Katana Midiraisa. But if the father's not here with Mace or not around and the mother marries her off, that's only Midirabonin. Therefore, in the Rabonin, there's a Kedushin, she can make Miyun. Because the Nisuin is only Midirabonin. So Yisayma, she nodra, if she made a neder when she's married now, so it says, Baila Meifala, her husband could be made for her nedarim. The question is why? If you tell me that a ketana could make a neder, it's only midi rabbonin. If so, it's very good. Also, assume the rabbonin. Now that she got married now, midi rabbonin. Since she doesn't have a father, her mother married her off as only Gedushim with the Rabbanim, so it's good that it comes to Gedushim with the Rabbanim, or Mavatlai Nidorah the Rabbanim, who had in the Nedi she made, now was also only Chal with the Rabbanim. So it's very good, but one Rabbanim can Mavatlai another Rabbanim. But Ella, but the Yamatina tell me though, that the Yerais, and now it's in the Yerais, if you tell me now Mufasam, Malish and Nedi is Chal with the Yerais, if so, also Nisuyin the Rabbanim, the Mavatlai Nidru the Yerais, why, how is that? Why do we say that the Nisun the Rabbanin right now could be Mavato, the Nedr of the Yeraisa, the Churim of the Yeraisa, and Nedr is Chal. And the Yeraisa, they're not married. So why could the Baal be made for a Nedr? It's only Allah, a Baal could be made for his wife's Nedarim. But not if he's not really married to her. So my answer is, Omer Rav Yehuda, Mar Shmuel, Baila, Meifalo, Mimonoshoch. And it's like this, no. The Baal could be made for the Nedarim, Mimonoshoch. Like this. If the ned was on Icham with the Rabbanon, then it's poshut, the Baal can be made for the Nedarim. Because with the Rabbanon, though, it's taka Baal, that's good. Idi Rabbanon, the Rabbanon who? Idi Raisa, Tevis, the Din, the Raisa, then the Lachar is, that even you want to tell me what, then the neder is chal midiraisa. So that if she's over a neder, it's only the rabbanon de kalach. She's only a cotton. That even though her neder is chal midiraisa, but the gayeti surim, she's only still a cotton. So if we all the klal is cotton leichon avelosu, if he ain't bezna mitzuv no lo lafrisha, the bezna doesn't have to stop him. Doesn't have to stop her. So that's why if the baal is made for it and she goes and eats from the neder, whatever she made, we don't stop her because it's only this of the rabbonin. And with the rabbonin right now, we say kodin lechon nevel zayin betam tzubul olaf rishoy. But v'ki godlo ochlo v'yafor kamais. The more is the question why though? The chura, once the baal is made for it, she'll, let's say she made a neder, she's not going to eat apples the rest of her life. And then the baal went and made for it. So even after she comes to gedolah, still she'll continue on eating apples because the first baal was made for it. So that's the question why. Once we said the mufasam aglish is midiraisa, meaning they said that when she made the neder when she was 11 years old in 2 months, and that is chal midiraisa. So true, if she eats the apple that year before she's a gedolah, it's only midirabonin, so therefore beznes amitzuv lafrishay. But what's going to be when she's 13, 14 years old? She's going to eat the apples now because of the baal's hafara. And that hafara was not chal midiraisa. And really midiraisa, the neder was chal. So how could she eat apples? Then she'll be over nisa midiraisa. Why aren't we afraid from this? Whereas for the Gemara, v'ki god l'ochla b'afara kamais, when she comes to gedolah, she's still going to eat because of the first hafara. So my answer is, Amar Rabba b'alavoi, b'aylo meifalo kol sho b'sho enich namid. But the case here is the baal has to be made for the nadorim kol sho b'sho. Meaning to say, even after she comes to gedolah, and the Gemara says, v'u shebol, that he lived with her again after she came to gedolah. So that's like there was a kedushin in the sui midiraisa. Senachnami, after she becomes a gedolah and they live together and they make the kedushin and the suyin, which then it's chal midiraisa, and echnami, then the baal is made for it again. So it's like this, that she eats when she's a katana, even though that far is not chal midiraisa, but it's only kot meichel nevelus, so business not mesuv all of laf rishoy. And that she eats then she comes a gedolah, that also doesn't bother us. But then the pshat is the baal tanka was like a nefer, the nether. And at that time, it's a kedushin midiraisa, so therefore the hafara is chal. For the question, I vo'ein baal meifer bekoidmin. I a baal cannot be meifer nedorim that was she made before they had nesuyin. So what are you answering me now? That after she comes to gedolah and the baal lives with her, so then the kedushin is chal midiraisa. So true, then the baal could be meifer, but he could only be meifer nedi she makes now after the nesuyin.